And our community connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church, by Tallgrass Motors, and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And we'll talk things over with Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And again, we have the opportunity to talk Bartlesville Public Schools this morning with Superintendent Chuck McCauley. And it is, was another pretty busy board meeting for you, recognizing, I don't remember the exact numbers, around 20 cross-country athletes.
Yeah, it was fun. We started off the meeting in our spotlight portion, recognizing our cross-country teams. They just, at the end of October, they finished up, our boys and girls teams both finished up another wonderful season. Our boys were crowned cross-country state champions, and for the second year in a row.
I would say that's almost becoming a habit, which I like.
That's me too. That's exactly me too. We really appreciate that. And our girls were state runners-up. They had won it the last 3 years.
Yes,
so this year they finished as runner-up.
Graduated too much talent last year.
Well, I can't say that, really. Well, you know, it's really interesting. I was thinking about that when I was coming in. Their program is so strong. You know, last year on the boys' side, our number one runner, Henry Williams, who's down at the University of Tulsa, brilliant kid, and is also still running for them.
Right.
And then, so he moved on. He was a state runner-up last year. And then Shay Staten, who is at the Air Force Academy currently, and she's competing on their cross-country team. So you would think there'd be a big drop-off this year. However, the next group just stepped up. Our boys' team, like I said, they won another state championship. They're graduating three great seniors. Our girls' team, they were state runner-up. Riley Rigdon won the individual state championship, and they're graduating I think three girls as well, seniors that are integral parts. However, they just keep coming, and they really built a culture of success, and the kids work hard. And David Ayers is the head coach, Bon Bennett assist. And they've really, it's really impressive what they do. And so really proud of those kids. They represent us so well.
And I think cross country, one of the least spectator-friendly sports around. It's just one of those things that you can watch the finish, you can watch somewhere in the middle, you can watch the end. But unlike the track and field events in the spring where they're on a track, it's different.
And I went down to the state cross country meet again. It was the end of October down at Edmond, and I really encourage anyone to attend those. You see them take off, and then you try to find a spot. Was able to see them kind of after about a mile in, and was able to see them finish too. But it was really, it's quite an atmosphere. It's really neat as well when you have all the schools in the state of Oklahoma. You have all the large schools that are there competing, and it's clear that Bartlesville. We truly dominate it, and those with all schools that are much larger than us in size, and so really proud of those kids, and they have continued to be successful.
Congratulations, and you know, let's keep generating those wins for next
year. That's right. And also mentioned too, now that we have a new surface on our track, and there are two different sports. Our track will obviously start in the spring, but a lot of these kids run track. So I know a lot of folks would, you know, Riley Rigdon. Matter of fact, here in a couple hours, she's going to be. Making her decision on where she's going to sign college. But that'll be an opportunity if folks want to come see these kids run track in the spring. We will be hosting a track meet. Bon Bennett's already working on that. And so hopefully our community will come out and support that as well. Also, we recognized our Great Expectations did a presentation.
Yeah, 5 years consecutive as a model district, I believe.
That's exactly right. Yeah, thank you, Charlie. And so they came up and presented something to all of our sites. We are the only district that has all of our schools that are considered model schools, And so we've been doing that 5 years in a row. So that's a culture that we've built. And so they came up to recognize us for that.
Can you expand on that a little bit? I think those that are around the educational community have some pretty good idea. But for the folks that just have a casual acquaintance, really, what does the Great Expectations program encompass?
It's something that started predominantly at the elementary school level. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of schools in Oklahoma that are considered model schools at that level. It's really working with its teacher training. And how to interact with kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's how to work with them. Unfortunately, we have to work, it's a lot of kids are coming to us with backgrounds they're not used to responding appropriately to adults and also to other kids and how they speak to people, speaking in complete sentences, answering the door, I mean, shaking hands with people, those type of things. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. And so we have Ginger Griffin here in town. He's on their board. He's a great advocate for public education, and so it's something that we've expanded. We were one of the first, like I said, it started at the elementary level, but the middle schools carried that forward, and then we moved that on to the high school. There's other districts that are pursuing that. I know that Bixby is one in particular that has been striving to get all their schools, and it's we've to the point where we continue to train our teachers. We have new teachers come in. It's just another tool in the toolbox. I mean, it's a lot of things that, great teachers already do these things. But however, it's a great, especially as we have teachers getting into the classroom that that maybe are not as well trained as mm-hmm. they once were. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a good, helps with classroom management, also helps with the bullying prevention. There's nothing perfect. However, it's research-based professional development for teachers that we continue to invest in.
Yeah, I think you hit right on the head as I look at it from an outsider. It's a way of formalizing the things that used to be pretty much commonly expected, but not right. So much anymore.
That's right. That's yeah. right, too. So that was a fun thing. And something that we recently released also, it wasn't part of our board spotlight, but we did have a student, Edwin Ding. Mm-hmm. He's a sophomore at our high school.
Yeah,
he's 14 years old.
14.
Yeah, perfect score on his ACT. So wanted to mention him. That's a big deal. We've had a few of those over the years, but obviously that's a pretty special occurrence. So yeah. I want to be sure and mention him.
Two recently on the ACT, and then two about 12 to 15 years ago on the SAT.
On the SAT, that's yeah. right. Yeah, I think, Bailey Covell was our last one 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's down at, she's at Rice. Yeah, correct. She's at Rice right now, too. So wanted to mention Edwin as well. And also one thing that wasn't spotlighted, I mentioned to you a few times about one of our teachers, Spence Rigdon. Mm-hmm. He's been battling cancer for about the past year and a half. He's officially colon cancer free. And so I know that, matter of fact, I'm going to an event, I think on Sunday at Hopestone for him. So he's completely finished with that. Spence is, just as a reminder, Spence is one of our own, went to school here, and he teaches at Bartlesville High School, actually in the Bruin Academy, the alternative school program, is also our high school baseball coach. His daughter's Riley is the one that's going to be signing here in a little bit. It's a great athlete. And they also have a Brady's an eighth grader in size in second grade, or third grade now. So anyway, I wanted to mention that too. So Spence is doing great. So it's wonderful.
Well, I know that we have not avidly, but followed that progress along for 12 to 18 months. I forget exactly when we picked it up, but it was last school year sometime.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so it's just wonderful news. I mean, we're so tickled and so excited for him and his family.
Well, yeah, that's a great victory for him and anybody.
That's exactly right.
We'll take a short break and continue focusing on Bartlesville Schools in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time with Superintendent Chuck McCauley, and just so many things going on this time of the year in the district. I know we'll talk about all the upcoming, you know, concerts and everything else in the arts too.
Sure.
But you had a math and science night, just outstanding attendance and everything else.
Yeah, it was great. It was last week, mm-hmm. last Monday on November 6th at 6 p.m. We had a middle school math and science night. And last year was the first year we did it. It's another step in our related to our STEM initiative. Mm-hmm. And so this year last Monday at 6 o'clock we had the event. We had over 700 middle school students attend. Now, those are throughout the area. Over 500 from Bartlesville, from either Central or Madison. I know it started at 6. I got there shortly before 6 at Madison and had to park by the softball field. I thought maybe there was something else going on. But so we actually went in, and there was over 1,200 people total that attended the event. And the couple people I wanted to mention, Teresa Miller, yeah. She is a science teacher at Madison, and she's really the driving force behind it. She's really the one that made this happen.
Yeah.
With ConocoPhillips, I mean, they're a big sponsor with that. Karen Linen, Melissa Lloyd Furness, and Mark Headley all have been real involved in making this happen. Of course, we had some great prizes that were given out. Trudy Credit Union provided pizza for everyone, mm-hmm. pizza for 1,200 people.
That's a lot of pizza.
Yeah. So it was a great event. So we had on a Monday night. I'm so impressed with our community. It just goes to show you what the interest is in this field. And so there was stations set up throughout. We have a slideshow that's on our website. People can see pictures and see the type of things that kids were able to experience. Kids brought siblings, came along with them. Parents. I was really pleased with the number of adults that were there too. And so we had several prizes, including I know there was 4 trips to Houston to fly down and do a day in the life of a scientist. So
I said this during the break, but I'll say it, I think somebody from the press needs to follow them along, you know, report back every half hour, what are we doing now, sort of thing, you know.
Well, there you go. We'll have to work on that, Charlie. So that was, yeah, so it was a great event. It was a great night. And so it's something that we continue to, we'll look forward to doing. You know, last year we had about half the number of Bartlesville kids, about 250. And so this year they decided to, we want to expand it, but also to open it up to all middle school age kids, even if they're a homeschool or private school or even area school. So had over 700 middle school kids and 500 from Bartlesville. They had a contest mm-hmm. to see the highest participation level, which Madison won. I think Teresa Miller had something to do with that over there. She made sure they were there.
Well, yeah, we'll say since she works in that building, she can touch every student on the shoulder and say, please come.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so they had the home field advantage there, too. So it was really a wonderful event. And it's also an opportunity. I know when we have that, Madison, we've done some improvements to Madison. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gone from being what was originally built as a 3-grade Sooner high school to morphed into the a mid-high building now mm-hmm. to a middle school. And so it's we like to show that building off as well.
Yeah, it's a nice place to visit and probably a good place to work, too.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right, too. So also on our report from Monday night, in the superintendent's report, we had a legislative update. Mm-hmm. And Allison Clark, one of our school board members, gave that update, which
Has fallen under her role, whether she chooses it or was asked to do it. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right. She's been something that she follows closely. And so we're giving an update on the special session, which is, we could spend hours talking about that.
Yeah. I talked with a state senator Sunday, and informally, I think he was about as frustrated as everybody else just because it's just some difficult work for him right now. You know.
Yeah, it is. I know we were just on the school side, which obviously we were very disappointed that it was an opportunity to get a teacher pay raise next year, and it didn't happen by 5 votes. We were very disappointed that didn't happen, but we're going to continue to do everything we can to increase that compensation for our teachers to help retain them. Also wanted to mention, Charlie, we had our state superintendent was in town, mm-hmm. Joy Hoffmeister, last Friday, and And
she was there about for about 15 minutes before she headed on to another event.
Yes, yeah, we had her, and so it was. She had a great visit. You know, we visited with our administrative team and also some school board members, and visited actually over at Madison. Mm-hmm. She visited some STEM classes and talked also area superintendents, and the Peak Group had a forum for her. Mm-hmm. So she's really doing a good job for the state, leading us. Something that she reminded us during the forum, which I think is important to share. It wasn't that long ago that Oklahoma was, one of our initiatives was from the statewide, was to increase our school calendar. Mm-hmm. You know, we have one of the shortest instructional calendars in the nation.
Yeah.
Our kids go to school 175 or 176 days. In Bartlesville, we go to school 176 days. And it wasn't that long ago that
some states it's approaching 190.
Yeah, that's exactly right too. And so, you know, it's interesting. It wasn't that long ago, our statewide was one of our initiatives was for kids to go to school longer. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, last few years, kids are going, you know, statewide, I think it's about up to close to 25% of school districts in Oklahoma are going to school less than that. They're going those 4-day weeks. Yeah. And so
I think it was a fortunate thing for Bartlesville the last several years, just because of some inclement weather days, that you took advantage of the hours option and right. were able to actually, I'll say, not come back to school for some days. So you're meeting the needs, but not measured in days per se.
That's right. And there's shift our calendar where it's in hours in case there is a bad winter. I don't know. It's interesting. We haven't had one in a while, Charlie.
the weather people. I'm not one of them. I just read the forecast. They're talking about El Nino, so we could have a cooler, wetter winter this year. We'll see how it
works. Yeah, right.
Out.
And understood. But I think that's something to be mindful of too from our state. That I know they gave the opportunity to districts to switch to hours, and many chose to do that so they go to school fewer days. And I think that's sad for students.
They're missing out somewhere along the line.
That's exactly right. So too, that's something I wanted to mention. On bond projects, we're really from our 2016 bond, really the last larger project from that, other than what's, you know, the operational side, is at renovation at Custer Stadium, which is the lower level of Custer Stadium into locker room spaces. We should be occupying those in the second semester, and so those are so we'll have locker rooms for many of our spring sports, track, tennis, soccer. There's some renovations going on for all of those groups too, as well as for some visiting football for next fall. So Gorman Construction is doing that, so we should be occupying those prior to the start of school in January. So all the rest of them we've really already occupied too.
The bond project pace has slowed down considerably.
That's exactly right too. So now we're able to use those funds to help us with our initiatives like technology. You know, we continue to move forward with that. We have I know we're planning for a January professional development day where we don't have our students, which also coincides with Martin Luther King Day, and we have a heavy emphasis on training our teachers technology wise because now we're using those bond funds to get more technology in the hands of our students. Mm-hmm. And obviously the first step of that, we have to make sure our adults are comfortable using that technology, and it's also helping us with moving to a more paperless environment, and so we're really excited about those opportunities that we have.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's really ought to help move things on down the road. Yeah.
That's exactly
unlike
right.
the federal government, where there's an extra piece of paper saying you're complying with the Paperwork Reduction Act. Anyway, just a couple of minutes left. I know as we approach the end of the calendar year, we'll eventually get to semester exams and all those other necessary things.
That's exactly right. It's upon us. You know, Charlie, it's been a fast school year. Obviously, with Thanksgiving next week, we will not have classes. Won't be in session the week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. When we come back from Thanksgiving, we have about 3.5 weeks left in this first semester. The first semester is a little bit shorter than the second semester, so yeah, it's really upon us, and we've officially, you know, our fall activity season is over. I talked to you about cross country earlier, but now we're on. You know, we've hosted swim meets. Our wrestlers are they're already competing.
Yes,
our swim teams are competing. Junior high, our middle school basketball teams are already competing. Our high school basketball season kicks off after Thanksgiving. That's when they start playing their first games too. So Of course, we have the concert season that'll be coming up too. Really encourage folks to attend those this winter. And those are, we have free concerts for featuring our choir, our band, and orchestra at our middle schools and high school. It's really and really quality music. So really encourage anyone in our community, even if you don't have a student, we encourage you to come out and listen.
Exactly. You'll enjoy the concert, whether it's vocal or instrumental, all the way around.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. And I know we'll be talking later on. Well, you have a perpetual need for volunteers, but
you
later
bet.
On when we get to all the state testing, you'll be trying to ramp up those, I'm sure.
You bet. Thanks, Charlie. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too. And, that's our community connection with Superintendent McCauley on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 55 degrees, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. News is next from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Both